You know, it's one of those things that we thought we were being extremely creative, and we were like, oh, this is the sea. We're close to water. We're a fishing community from sea to shining sea. And so we started putting that out, and we were really excited about it. And then someone mentioned to me that that was the same theme of 2001. And I was like, great. Then we got it right.
All right. That's all right. So people should be ready for it then.
Absolutely.
So events are starting up as soon as Monday night, July 2nd, right?
Absolutely. Monday night, we've got the gymnasium party for the youth. It'll be having root beer floats, some sundaes, the bounce houses, and a whole bunch of minor activities that'll be happening during that time as well. That's put on by the Moose and also Parks and Recreation.
Okay, then Tuesday you've got a couple events going on.
Yeah, on Tuesday we first, of course, have the scrapbook or scrap fish
Scrap
derby.
Fish Derby,
Yep.
yep.
I'm sure there's scrapbooking happening in town too, but most specifically for 4th of July, it's the Scrap Fish Derby. And that's going to be a great time. We're really excited about that. We've got a couple of sponsors on that are putting together pictures with each individual youth with the fish that they caught. We've got some great prizes to give out to the kids. We've changed the ages just a little bit, so we have a little younger age to give those 5-year-olds an opportunity to come down and fish as well. And then also we have the blindfold rowboat race, the tote race, and the herring toss on Tuesday. All fun family activities that to bring the kids down and enjoy some 4th of July festivities.
Fishing happens in North Harbor, and then those races in the afternoon are in Middle Harbor.
Correct.
Okay. What else to tell people about? Tickets are on sale, raffle tickets, I imagine.
Yeah, and great prizes with that. We always have 100 different prizes as part of the white elephant gifts. But then, of course, you have the $1,500 and the 2 round-trip air tickets from Alaska Airlines. And so for $1 a ticket, and that's a pretty sweet gig, you might as well expect to win something at some point.
And the drawing for that is when?
That'll be on Wednesday afternoon.
Okay. Anything else new or different about this year's festivities, or other than that it's your first?
There's a couple of different things that some of the local businesses have jumped on board to help make this rockin', 4th of July. And so downtown you'll find some rock performances at Keto's Cave. You'll also have a couple of bands playing. I believe it's the Fiddleheads that are going to be playing at Inga's Gallery on the 4th. On the 3rd, you'll have a band that'll be playing out at the Beachcomber, and then also a small fireworks display to get us, in the real mood on July 3rd too. Everybody should come out, enjoy themselves, and be safe, and have a great 4th of July.
And the rain's going to hold off.
Yes. I've put in the word to upstairs to take care of that for us. The first activity of the 4th will, of course, be the Freedom Run, which is a Victor Guthrie Senior Memorial Race. We're excited to have that. Then we, of course, have bike decorating downtown, the parade at 11 o'clock. A couple things that we've added this year as well. The Humane Association is going to be doing a dog variety show downtown in between the parade and then also us getting the street games all put together and ready to go on those. And so that's one more activity. You have then the 50-yard dash, you have the 2x6 stomp, you've got the giant trike race, the money pile. All those are activities happening downtown all day Wednesday. And so really what we should just expect is come on down for the parade and just expect to spend the rest of the day downtown having a good time and enjoying each other's company.
All right. And there will be food booths in the food court or along the streets or what?
A combination of both. There will be quite a few in the food court, of course. And like in years past, there will be a few that will be spread out throughout the downtown.
Okay. And then a couple of evening events as well. The big one is the log roll at 5 o'clock in Middle
Harbor.
Yeah.
And so the warning is that if you see me wandering downtown, just know that I'm picking up people to take them down to the log roll. We'll be doing it in a little different spot this year. We'll still be in Middle Harbor, but we've kind of moved directions a little bit so we can have a little bit better viewing area platform of the log roll itself. So it'll just be on the other side of Middle Harbor.
Okay. You'll be actively recruiting volunteers for that.
Most definitely.
Okay.
And I'm still recruiting right now, so if you want to do the log roll, come find me.
All right. Fireworks at 11 o'clock up at the ball field?
Most definitely. Okay. And Dave Berg and the rest of his crew have a wonderful show ready for us this year.